It was Whitby.
It was the 80s.
The party to end all parties, so they said.
The same old crowd, same old hangers-on.
Mutual friends have a lot to answer for. Picture the scene. A delightful little coastal town at the height of summer. An acquaintance of mine had invited me to a party on the Royal Crescent, a masked soiree in a grand old Georgian townhouse, one of the few that hadn't been converted into hotels or B&Bs. I knew most of the people there, even behind their masks, and those I didn't, they weren't worth knowing.
Dorian, is that you? How have you been? Loving the outfit, by the way. I'd had you down as an Adam and the Ants fan. Prince Charming, isn't it?
Prince Charming. A name I hadn't heard in a great many years, the significance of which only I would understand. But then that was probably for the best. So yes, when I said that most of the people there knew me, what I actually meant was no one knew me at all. No one does. And I suspect that actually no one ever will.
But there are two sides to every story. Dorian always likes to think that he's special, that he's somehow unique, that his good looks will carry him through, and perhaps they will. But sometimes, just sometimes, someone has to bring him down a peg or two.
I'd never met that man before that night. He was someone I didn't know, and yet somehow worth knowing. He rocked up just as dusk began to fall.
I was on time, just for the record.
Snake hips, tight jeans, hadn't really made an effort on the costume front.
I'd gone dressed as Marty McFly.
It was like he'd got dressed in the dark. Scruffy collar, torn sleeves, a mass of ruffled hair. He looked good, though.
Of course I did.
And he knew how to make an entrance. The moment he entered the building, everyone took their eyes off me. It was as though they sensed his presence. People parted wherever he walked, and I couldn't take my eyes off him, not once.
You told me I was the most beautiful man you'd ever seen.
And I've looked in a mirror. But yes, he was unlike anyone I'd ever met in years. There was something about him, something that had an effect on me. And I knew I had to speak with him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?